Good afternoon, Sarah. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Kathy.
So you heard what I was saying about strike seasons, yeah. And how do we find a way around that? Because I'm not sure that South Africa is ready for a Margaret Thatcher, or that we ever will be.
I think we are ready, but for different reasons. One of the reason I sort of put it forward as a topic is because there's a very public face of strike action in this country, and it's become essentially one of violence and destruction.
Yeah.
Irrespective of whether the strike is protected, essentially lawful or unprotected. In other words, it hasn't gone through all the processes that need to be gone through. I think we are amongst very high in the world percentage-wise of mandates lost to strike action. But it's the increase in the destructiveness of strikes and the fact that people die, and Marikana was the sort of nadir of that experience. And I think what the government has done, and I don't often agree with what the government does, but on this occasion I do, the Department of Labor has put forward for comment regulations requiring the parties to an industrial dispute to agree to picketing rules before they may have a certificate that allows the union to strike or the employer to lock out. So in other words, you cannot make the strike lawful unless those rules have been agreed. Now, this sounds very, I don't know, this might sound a little bit sort of, you know, unusual and new, but in fact it's not. It's the situation that pertained prior to the 1994. And the reason is because that although the Constitution entrenches the right to protest and the right to strike, the rights like most constitutional rights, are not absolute. They do have to be regulated because strikes are disruptive events, and people who are not involved in the dispute have a right not to be affected by the disruption that a strike can cause. And so the idea is to manage the way in which a strike is conducted. It's a process issue to manage the way strikes are conducted to ensure that there is as little harm and damage as possible. It doesn't put an end to the strike at all. It doesn't affect the right to strike. It just affects how the strike may be processed, shall we say.
Yeah. Do you think that they're very effective, our strikes?
Is
there an alternative to strike, Sarah?
Sometimes violence can be effective in the sense that it puts enormous pressure on the employer to try and bring a strike to an end. But if an employer is in a situation where they cannot meet demands, if they were to do so, the company would have to close or retrenchments would have to happen. Then the only thing that happens is you get a long, protracted, unhappy strike. Both parties distrust each other. Income is lost for long periods of time by the strikers, and it takes a long time to rebuild that relationship. Strikes can be effective, and they are recognized worldwide as a means to bring an industrial dispute to a head. And one thing I think our unions have not been that good at is you do have to choose when to strike. In other words, you must strike
while
at the point that would have the most effect on the employer. In other words, a huge, you know, season for huge numbers of orders. You put on that sort of pressure. But our unions are often tending to strike when it's going to put more pressure on the employees than it will put on the employer. Part of these regulations is to bring the unions back to the idea of process and suitability.
Amazing. Sarah, thank you very, very much. Thank you for sharing that insight. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
God bless. Have we got a question? Yes.
No, it's not a question. It was a discussion point, really, just because this is the day job stuff, dealing with the fallout, with the damage caused by these events. And to me, it's sort of service delivery that is strikes or service delivery protests that appear to be so much more of an issue at the moment than striking laborers.
Can I come?
I'd love you to.
I think the the sense is that that there are, we have thousands of protest delivery strikes. Let me call them that protests.
Yes.
As and we probably don't even know the extent then. I mean, the press cannot cover them. But the problem is that the amount of damage and days lost to strikes is actually huge currently. And if we're not in an environment where, in an environment where the economy is weak, is not the time for trade unions to strike. But you have these huge numbers of man hours being lost, damage and violence being enacted, and it just puts enormous pressure. So, but it isn't as visible in the media as service delivery protests are.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All right, well, yeah, we can hear that you're in for a storm, Sarah.
I'm
going to go let you go and close your windows. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll speak soon. God bless. Bye-bye.